All right. Good evening, everybody. Come on in. I will. Hello, Azizi. Hopefully you can hear me. Let me put my chat over here. I'm actually going to be utilizing the chat today while I'm teaching. So usually I say I'm not looking too much at the chat, but today I'm going to, because I want y'all to be my teachers too. So we'll wait a couple minutes till everybody gets in and I can give y'all the spiel again on how Zoom calls work, just for if we have any new members here. So there we got 92, 93. Come on in, folks. Have a seat. Let's see. Okay. All right. Yeah, why don't y'all in the chat, just for fun, say whether you are a, say what you are. Like, are you a January baby? Are you a September toddler? Are you a elder? Are you a tween, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? Angela's trying to say, stay effing focused. Love it. Lots of January babies. Love to see that. Love all this stuff coming in. Okay. All right. Well, we are going to go ahead and get started. So I just realized, hold on, y'all. I got to go shut my door because my husband's going to be coming home in a second. Okay. Let me just kind of tell y'all how this works real quick. First off, if you have any questions for me, put them in the Q&A. But really tonight, I really want to focus the questions specifically on diet rules and developing your food plan. So Corinne is going to be doing a big old Q&A on Thursday. And so any other questions about hunger scale, realistic planning, any of that kind of stuff, water, sleep, all that, save for her Q&A on Thursday. And you'll get her amazing wisdom. So today I just want to focus on diet rules and making your food plan. And all of this is covered in, I've got my handy dandy notes here, in No BS Module 3, What to Eat. And so that's what we're talking about tonight. So this is just a, just like a little bonus call for those of y'all going through No BS. For you folks who are new, you are always going at your own pace, right? So if you haven't gotten to Module 3 of No BS yet, no biggie. You will get there eventually, right? So you can take notes today and then you know, apply what you learned here when you go through No BS, go through Module 3 when you decide to. So everybody's always going at their own pace. So, but let me just give you some real general info about Zoom calls, just so you get the most out of your experience with Zoom, right? Because Zoom may be new to some of you all. When you attend a live coaching call, no one can see you or hear you. Only everyone can just see and hear me right now. So that's how it works. I mentioned the Q&A box already. If you have any specific questions about diet rules and making your food plan, put those in the Q&A box. If we have any time for coaching at the end, you can raise your hand. I see that one person is, their hand is raised. I also want specific, the coaching to be specifically on diet rules and making your food plan. So that person put their hand down. Okay. So, because I really like to just focus the call on that tonight, if possible. So, and then, but if you do, if there is time for coaching at the end, just be sure that you are ready to talk when you, if I do call on you, you've got good lighting, there's not a whole lot going on in your background, you're not driving, all that kind of stuff. And then feel free to chat as much as you want to in the chat box. Gail, I see you have a question. Put that in the Q&A box So we're not doing hashtag ask in the chat. That's just usually just for Facebook Lives. And so just put your question in the Q&A box. And I see there are a few questions already, so I'll get to those in a minute. And the last thing, like I said, take notes, y'all. Take notes. And then if you haven't gotten to this module yet, then you can absolutely just pull out your notes when you get to that module, and they'll benefit you a lot. So today we are going to be specifically talking about identifying your diet rules so you can make a successful food plan. And this was so interesting for me to put together today, because I still have some diet rules that I'm working on. I'm 4 or 5 years into this, and doing this work, I was like, wow, okay, I still got some things to work on. That's good news, because I always say life would be boring if I didn't have something to work on, right? If everything was figured out, life would be boring. So that's my attitude on all of this work, that it never ends. And that is the good news, because we've always got something we can work on and something we can improve on. So basically, I'm going to be talking about diet rules and making your food plan. I feel like I've said that about 47 times already. And I'm going to specifically be addressing the diet rules worksheet that is part of No BS and the creating your food plan worksheet. Since we have these amazing worksheets that are part of No BS, utilize them, right? Where do you find the worksheets? Let me tell y'all that first. Yes, Merle, put your questions in the Q&A. Let's see. So where you can find the worksheets is actually two different places. You can go specifically to the No BS lessons on diet rules and on making your food plan. And the worksheet is right under the video, and you can just directly download it from there. Or you can go to the resource page, the weight loss resources and bonus courses page on the website. And that there you can print out all the No BS worksheets at one time. And you can also print them out separately if you have those different settings on your computer, but it's just one big PDF document in there. Or you can print them out separately in the lessons in No BS. So that's that. So we're going to be going over these specific worksheets. So let's talk about diet rules for a second. Where do they come from, right? Where do we get these rules in our head that we need to do this or that to lose weight, that we should eat this, that we should eat that, that this food is good, that this food is bad, all those kinds of things. Where does that come from? It comes from our upbringing, right? It comes from things that maybe our parents told us about food. It comes from watching people that we grew up with and how they ate or didn't eat. I know that I watched my mom, I grew up watching my mom graze a lot, right? And not really necessarily eat meals all the time, but just be snacking and grazing a lot. And so I developed maybe some rules or some thoughts about food from that. I still see her doing that. So that's interesting. Somebody found the gyro meat at Trader Joe's. Sorry, y'all. Squirrel. Where else do we get diet rules? From other diets that we've been on, right? Weight Watchers is a big one. And I've actually got a few example diet rules that a lot of people have, and it's specifically from Weight Watchers. Or just counting calories. Or maybe being on shakes or some sort of other kinds of diet, right? We get rules from things that we see on TV, from TV shows we watch, My 600 Pound Life and all those kinds of shows. We just from living and being in society, we develop these rules in our brain, because this part of our brain back here, it loves to follow rules. It loves to make absolutes, like it likes to operate in absolutes. And so it is looking for rules to follow all day long. And so that's why we have these rules, and that's why, you know, we develop them over time. So breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? You've always heard that. Okay, so I want y'all to go ahead and start putting your diet rules in the chat. ones that you really, ones that you are working on right now, not ones that you've necessarily like banished and you're like, that's bullshit. You know, that's not true. I want y'all to start putting those in so I can read some of those. And then I've got some of my own that I got from some members as well. So I see a lot of carbs, I see a lot of carb rules up here. So I'm going to start reading those in a second, but first, well, let's just go ahead and do some rules here. So let's see. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Carbs make you fat. Can't eat desserts. Let's see. You can't lose weight without eating enough food. Okay. And that might be a rule that actually serves you, right? And there's different kinds of rules. There's rules that help you and those rules that don't help you. We'll talk about that in a second. No sugar, no carbs, reduce fat. You have to eat small meals. Shouldn't eat processed foods. Protein is good. Don't eat after 6 p.m. No eating white sugar or flour. It's bad to get hungry. You should eat 6 times a day. Let's see. Small meals every 2 to 3 hours. No bread. Fat-free is best. Exercise burns a lot of calories. Hi, Denise. Sugar is addicting. That's interesting. 8 grams of protein minimum at every meal and snack. I wonder where you got that, Peggy. You need to eat a lot of small meals to keep your metabolism fired up, right? Lots of rules around metabolism. Don't eat after 7. Fasting is the only way to lose weight. I have to cut out entire food groups to lose weight. Let's see. I've got a lot of repeats here. I have to be hungry and miserable all the time or I'm doing it wrong. That's a heck of a rule, right? Keto and paleo is best for me. Bananas and grapes are too high in sugar, right? It can be rules about specific foods. It can be rules about just food in general. Let's see. All meals have to be clean, whatever clean means. Macros, you got to count your macros. Saw one about exercise in the morning for a bigger calorie burn. Pam says she's been doing fasting in the morning and she has a lot of rules about not eating in the morning. Let's see, no bread. Looking down here, drinking alcohol stops weight loss. No alcohol. Don't eat carrots. Like I ever got fat eating a carrot. Kind of like banana, right? Corinne talks about, you know, we're not overweight because we have a banana problem. You got to weigh and measure everything, right? Fruit has too much sugar. Okay, great. So let me give y'all a few of ones I found. But here's the thing. This is how I find my rules. And that's another thing. Like maybe you're like, you don't know, right? You don't know exactly what your rules are. And this is what I did, y'all. I utilized the notes app on my phone for a lot. I probably have 40 notes in there. Because I really use it as, I got this from another coach training. I got this idea. I use the notes app as my brain inbox. I actually have one of my notes called brain inbox because, you know, we think of things and we think we're going to remember them and we think we're going to write them down somewhere and we just don't. So anytime I have something I need to remember and that I want to just take a note of, I just put it in my notes app. And I might make a new note. I might add it to another note. But I have a note on my phone called food rules or weight loss rules or something like that. And so anytime I'm just, you know, driving along, obviously I don't type into it while I'm driving, but I'm driving along or I'm in the shower where I do a lot of my best thinking, or I'm just going about my day and a food rule pops up in my head, or a rule about anything, I just jot it down in that notes app so that I can capture it and then go back to it later. And so I found a few of mine that I wanted to write down. I need to have meat at every meal or it won't satisfy me. That's one that I've got going on. Like, I need to have some sort of protein or meat at every meal, or it's not going to last me very long. I can't plan something sweet after dinner. It's another rule. If I don't specify an amount, I can eat as much as I want. That's a rule that I'm working on letting go of, but it still sneaks back up here and there. And then another one is real specific and is actually one that's just come up recently, is that fruit, popcorn, and nuts don't fit anywhere on my plan. So I don't eat them, or I can't eat them. And so those are my rules. Some other rules that I found, let me see if there's any. It's really a real common food rule is just there are good and bad foods, right? Natural foods or organic foods or whatever are good. Processed foods are bad. You should have 3 meals and 2 snacks a day, or you should have, you know, counting the frequency of meals. You should count macros. If you exercise a lot, you can eat more, right? That comes from Weight Watchers, where you used to earn the points if you exercised. I know I did that back in the day. Another Weight Watchers rule is that you can have unlimited vegetables, right? No matter how full you get. So those are the ones, let's see. Yeah, those are the ones that I had. Anything else? Fruit has too much sugar. Okay. So we've identified a lot now, right? And I'm going through this worksheet, and that's what you do first, is you identify at least 3. I identified 4 that I found. And then you want to focus on 1. And I will tell you, I kind of cheated a little bit, and I combined 1 and 4. But it's really kind of a lot the same, where it's just basically, I can't plan this food, or I don't know. I just kind of cheated a little bit. But my thing was, I need to have meat at every meal, and then the fruit, popcorn, and nuts I'm not allowed to plan those because they don't fit anywhere in my plan. And so I'll get down to the how I'm going to practice in a minute, but I kind of combine those two. So I want you all to pick your one diet rule that you want to work on. This is a rule that is not working for you, right? We're going to talk on the back page about ones that are working for you, and I'm going to have you all post those in a minute. But which one that is not working for you do you want to work on? Do you want to work on breaking, right? Do you want to let go of? Because here's the thing about diet rules. They make weight loss harder. Right? If we have just these absolute rules to follow, then it's not going to help us, right? We've got to kind of loosen. I talk a lot about loosening the reins a little bit. Like, you're riding a horse, right? And if you're too tense and if you're pulling too much on the reins, the horse isn't going to move the way you want it to. And so it's just loose. It's not letting go. It's just loosening the reins a little bit. Diet rules are usually very outdated. A lot of the metabolism stuff is so outdated. A lot of the, it's just old science. A lot of the carbs are bad, you know, bad foods and all that kind of stuff. It's just old science and it's outdated. And, you know, if you really want to do the research and Google it and prove that it's outdated, go for it. But I mean, I just have decided that, yeah, a lot of this stuff, because I mean, I'm living proof that you don't have to follow a lot of these rules to lose weight. And so I've just let them go. A lot of diet rules confuse you. So it's so interesting how our brain is looking for rules to follow to not be confused. But then something comes up and it's like, wait a minute, I thought that this was my rule. And now, you know, I want to eat fruit. I thought fruit had too much sugar, but now, you know, Corinne tells me that I can't eat fruit. I can eat anything. And so having these absolute rules just ends up in confusion, and confusion sometimes results in you getting just staying stuck, right? So that's why we want to release some of them. And a lot of times, especially with rules around specific foods, you're living in fear of certain foods, right? And I mean, I will tell you all, I'm kind of living in fear of having a meal that doesn't have a meat with it. And then I'm living in fear of getting hungry sooner, right? I mean, I'll full on admit that. And then it's like, wait a minute. I mean, if I step back and think about it, okay, what if I have a vegetarian meal and then I do get hungry a couple of hours later? I could just eat something, right? Now, it may not be on my plan, but I could even plan to have something later on my plan if I do get hungry, right? When you're living in fear of something, you want to face that fear. You want to say, okay, what's the worst that could happen? For me, it's, okay, I get hungry sooner than I usually do. Well, if I've got something on my plan to eat, I'll just eat it. Or I can sit with some hunger and be curious about that. But I'm gonna be okay either way. I'm always gonna be okay. So that's when you really want to look at fear around food. And really the best way to find out your diet rules is just to pay attention with how you talk about food. Right? When you talk about, well, I was good today or I was bad today. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean to you? That's where you can really find out some diet rules, because if you were good, what did you eat? Well, that must mean that those were good foods. And then if you were bad today, what did you eat? Those are your bad foods. And those are your rules, right? Like this food is good, this food is bad. What if it was all just food? And it was all just choices. That's where we want to move to with our thinking about food. Because otherwise, if we always think that, you know, we're bad for eating this specific, for eating Oreos, then even when we plan Oreos, we're going to be like, well, but this is still bad. I shouldn't be doing this. I can't lose weight and eat these. And that results in, you know, beating yourself up and maybe even ultimately quitting. So, okay. So let's see what y'all have to say here. I need rules to lose weight. And here's the thing, y'all. You have rules to lose weight. And they're called the four basics. Those are the only rules. And this is what Corinne says in No BS. Those are the only rules you need to lose weight. The four basics are real simple around here. So if you need rules to lose weight, those are your rules. But those don't include any rules about specific foods and, you know, when, your metabolism or anything like that, right? It's just the four basics: water, sleep, hunger scale. Make a realistic plan. So do y'all all have your rules, your one rule that you're going to work on? Does everybody have one? Okay. I got one yes from Kim. So we're going to move forward. So the next question on the worksheet. Yes. Okay. How can you practice breaking your diet rule? So that's what I want y'all to post in next. How can y'all practice breaking your rule? What I'm going to do, and here's the thing, this is, even before I say what mine is, this is the deal about breaking your diet rule. This is the process, and Corinne talks about this in the No BS lesson. The process of breaking your diet rule is, like I said, it's facing your fear. Because otherwise, if you weren't scared, you would have broken it a long time ago. It's facing your fear, it's feeling scared, and doing it anyway and seeing what happens, right? Putting carbs on your plan. That may be scary to you. Everybody's saying put carbs on your plan. Getting hungry, Natalie, right? Because right now you think it's miserable and stressful. Allowing a little bit of hunger. that can be scary. That was really scary for me at first. I used to have kind of some low blood sugar issues, and I was like, oh no, I can't get hungry. I can't get hungry. Or I'm going to pass out, you know, while I'm driving. I mean, I had a big old story around it. And I had to do that. I had to face my fears and let myself get hungry and be okay and know that I was going to be okay no matter what, even if I had a low blood sugar issue, you know, episode. Christine, if you don't have any rules, that's great. Then you're, you know, we're going to talk about some rules that do work for you. And when I say rules, it's really more you can, I was working with somebody else on this today. If you don't really define it as rules, is it just kind of guidelines, right? But you may have guidelines that work for you. And so we're going to talk about those in a minute. So a lot, for a lot of you, it's going to be putting stuff on your plan, right? That you don't think you can put on your plan. Carbs, alcohol, processed foods, desserts, all that kind of stuff, right? Eat the freaking pizza, Michelle. Putting pizza on your plan, right? For me, I am going to plan a meatless meal and see how it goes, right? See how I feel. I'm also going to plan a meal of popcorn, fruit, and nuts. Since I love those things, and I have this rule that I can't eat them or that they don't fit in my plan somewhere. What if I just had a meal of popcorn, fruit, and nuts and just see how it goes, right? I'm still following my hunger scale. I'm just getting curious about it and just going to see how it goes. So putting desserts on my plan. Ooh, this is a heck of a rule, Laura. I have to do everything at once. If I'm not doing everything perfect, I won't bother. You know, we're all about the small changes around here. And so for you, it's a matter of making small changes, right? And not thinking that you have to do everything. And for you, that's going to be scary and uncomfortable, right? That, okay, maybe I just want to focus on my water this week and that's enough. And your brain's going to go, oh, no, it's not enough. We need to do everything or forget it. So that's what you need to do because that's your rule. Eating because it's time, right? So you need to, I'm not sure who that is, but when the time comes and you're not hungry, you don't eat, right? Counting calories. For a lot of y'all, it's finally deleting that calorie counting app or that Weight Watchers app. A lot of y'all are still counting those points and calories, right? And you can absolutely keep doing it if you want to, if you like your reason, right? We're going to talk about liking your reason on the back page. I have to starve to lose weight. And so, Robin, for you, it's practicing eating enough that where you're satisfied and practicing that enough times to prove to yourself that you can lose weight without starving. Kendra, I can't lose weight or be healthy without exercising my face off. So that for you, it's if you want to keep exercising, but planning, you know, your a normal level of exercise and then proving to yourself that you can still lose weight, right? A lot of this is, y'all, is just proving yourself wrong, proving your rules wrong. And sometimes that takes some time, right? If it's something like, I have to do this to lose weight, then you've got to practice not doing it and then losing weight to prove yourself wrong, to prove your rules wrong. Okay, is that Lola? She said, I put carbs on my plan the last 3 days and I was up 6 pounds this morning and I ended up binging on cookies this afternoon. So what did you learn, right? I want you to for sure do your discovery worksheet. And what you learned is that your weight went up for some reason, right? We don't know that it was those carbs. That's the other thing, y'all. I will get on my soapbox about that. When you get on the scale and you weigh something, that is literally only the gravitational pull of your body on the earth. It is not a direct reflection of what you ate yesterday, the day before or the day before that. It is just a number of, you know, the contents of your colon is what Kathy likes to describe it. But if you all are giving that number that much power, so you're up 6 pounds, we don't know why, and you're experimenting, right? So the, you know, the cookies probably didn't help. And so what you want to do is just do a discovery worksheet, learn from that, and keep going and keep experimenting. Okay. Do I have to get rid of my low carb, higher fat rule? Because no, all rules are not bad. We're going to be talking about that. If that works for you, then you keep it. But are you living in fear of carbs? You just want to ask yourself, are you living in fear of anything? If you're not, then keep that rule. So yeah, a lot of you all need to put your stuff on your plan. Put your stuff on your plan. Linda, food point values are memorized. So it's time to memorize something new in terms of what foods make me feel the best, keep me satisfied, give me energy. It's time to memorize something new. Okay, there's a lot of comments here, a lot in the chat. So Carrie just ate popcorn, didn't die or get pregnant. So yeah, so a lot of this, it's putting this stuff on your plan and practicing eating it to your plus two, right? And then proving to yourself over time that you can lose weight eating this stuff. But again, you're always following your plus two. Okay, I need to do a cleanse to jumpstart my weight loss, somebody said. That's their rule, right? And so your strategy is to not do the cleanse and just start up with these four basics, prove to yourself that you can lose weight without the cleanse. Okay, so let's go over to the back page. So, and this is what I've been talking about, where you list all your diet rules that do work for you and why. So I want to kind of I'll give y'all my rules and you can give me yours too in the chat in terms of what diet rules do work for you, right? Because I mean, rules aren't good or bad. Rules are just rules, but some work for you and some don't. So, and the key is that you're not putting them in place from a place of fear. You're not doing these. So someone was saying, you know, low carb, high fat works for me. Again, just be sure you're not living in fear of carbs. You like them. You like these rules, right? You like these. They're serving you. You like your reason for having them, and they have an amazing purpose. So you just want to have a good purpose. You want to have a good reason for them, a good purpose. And so I've got a few. Don't eat standing up. Somebody said, leaving two bites behind. Another rule I have is that I don't eat from gas stations. Gas stations is for gas. I think about the old school gas stations where they didn't have all the millions of snacks. You went there to get gas and then you left. I always eat from a plate. Still working on that one. But I just like to think my body deserves to eat from a plate, right? And not to grab ass here and there. This is me, y'all. This is me. I also don't eat in the car. Not something I'm perfect at, but something I'm always working on. If I do binge, a lot of times it's in the car. So if I can just have this rule where I don't eat in the car, then that can cut out a lot of my binges. So I haven't eaten in the car in a long time, now that I think of it. But it does happen sometimes. So let's see what y'all got. What works for you? What rules works for you? Eat at the kitchen table. Eat slower. Ooh, that's another one. Eat slower. I'm going to write this one down. And less distracted, right? That's always something. That's a great, a great rule to work on. Let's see, using a smaller plate. Jana says no sugar, right? That works for her. She has less anxiety and better sleep. She likes her reason for that, right? That's her rule. That doesn't mean everyone should follow that rule. None of you all should follow my rules if you don't want to, if they don't work for you, if you don't like your reason for them. Minimum 8 glasses of water each day, 16 ounces first thing in the morning, eating at the table and not on the couch, and not in front of the TV. Danielle says she doesn't have to eat an entire apple in one setting. Save the rest for another time. I'm hungry. Love that. Don't go grocery shopping hungry. Oh my gosh. I love that one. Tammy, her, a whole food plant-based diet is best for her, right? So that works for her. Again, that's not going to work for everyone, but that works for her. And she has an amazing purpose for that. And it doesn't come from a place of fear. That's the criteria for rules that work. No more eating at my desk at work. No more multitasking while I eat. Don't eat fast food. That was interesting when I was doing my food plan, because there's a section for fast food and I put a couple of things, but yeah, I don't eat a ton of fast food. It's not an all out rule, no fast food. But it's, you know, it's definitely minimum. But again, that's me. For some of you newbies where you're starting out, you're just planning. You're planning your fast food, right? You're just starting to plan it. That's step one. That's your realistic plan for now. Let's see. I pre-measure and bag snack food so I don't eat from the bag or box. Yes, not eating from the bag or box, Denise. For sure. Today at lunch, I counted out my chips. That's one thing that works for me. I like my reason because I don't want to be grab-assing from the bag. And nuts, I usually measure out too, because there's something that I can tend to overeat. So, and I like my reason for it. I have a good purpose. Let's see. Make a weekly menu before I go grocery shopping. Put my fork down between each bite. Love that. Don't eat in my bedroom. So y'all got some great, eat the rainbow, right? Eat a lot of vegetables and stuff. I like to kind of shop around the perimeter of the grocery store, but that's me. Let's see. Melissa, nothing after 7 p.m. She does the intermittent fasting. That works for her. That doesn't necessarily work for everybody. I feel like a broken record, but but again, these are all your rules, right? The only four rules we all share are the four basics. And some people don't do all the four basics and they're losing weight. But that's them, right? That works for them. No fruity sweet alcohol drinks. Some people no longer snack. Carrie says no processed foods because when I eat them, I feel bad. That's a pretty good reason, right? Four basics, Jean: water, sleep, hunger scale, and realistic plan every day. The rainbow, Corinne, is always coming out of. No, veggies. I think what eat the rainbow means just a lot of colorful things, right? Fruits, vegetables, all that kind of stuff. Okay. So I just thought this was really good for y'all to do all of this so that you can read each other's and you can kind of consider, oh, will that work for me? Oh, that won't work for me. Is that coming from a place of fear or not, right? So here is kind of a drop the mic moment that I wanted, I actually wrote down twice because Corinne said this in the No BS lesson. If your definition of losing weight means that you can't eat what you want, you're never going to choose weight loss. So you have to decide that you can eat what you want. Following the four basics, you can eat what you want, and what you want evolves over time, right? But right now, in order to choose weight loss, wherever you are in your weight loss journey, you have to decide that you're eating what you want, right? Because otherwise, if you decide that I'm not eating what I want, I can't eat what I want, then you're never going to choose weight loss. You're going to choose, you know, the alternative. You're going to choose what you want. And so that's just kind of what I want y'all to think about when you're making your food plan, is what we are about to talk about next. Okay. So creating your food plan. So with all those guidelines in mind, I kind of like to call them guidelines rather than rules. With all those guidelines in mind that are working for you, and, you know, thinking about the food that you like and all this kind of stuff, you will create your food plan, right? And that's why I just love that this is kind of combined with the food rules lesson, because you just immediately go from, okay, these are all the rules that aren't working for me, I'm going to work on dropping. And these are the rules that are working for me, and now I can take those guidelines. And then now I can take those and come to a place of making a food plan from a place of, I am doing what I want. This is what I want, right? This is what I want for me, for my weight loss journey. It's not going to look exactly like anyone else's. And this is what I want to eat to lose weight. So what are we talking about when we say food plan, right? What are we talking about when we say foods that you want to eat? Foods that give you energy, foods that help you lose weight, right? And that is different for everyone. And that's something that you have to experiment with and see. I think this is really important. If they're on your plan and you're eating them to plus two and you're losing weight, then they go on the plan. So that means if you're eating Cheetos to your plus two and you're losing weight, put Cheetos on your plan. And you want Cheetos, right? You love Cheetos. I love Cheetos every once in a while. You see how many times I can say Cheetos. And so they're on the plan. Now, they may not be on the plan every day or every week, but I had a bag of Cheetos the other day and they were delicious, right? And I'm still maintaining my weight. Foods you look forward to eating, y'all. And this can be a combination of, you know, fruits and vegetables, processed foods, meats, cheeses, all of that. You want to look forward to eating this stuff. Now, I'm not talking about a party in your mouth every meal, but something that you, at least you're not dreading eating, right? Foods you love and will eat consistently, and foods you see yourself eating for the rest of your life. And so this is a couple of things that I heard in the lesson that I loved. I loved calling your food plan a list of goodness. So I want y'all to all write that up at the top of the food plan, right where above where it says appetizers, write a list of goodness. Because that is where I want you all to be coming from when you're developing your food list, your food plan. This is my list of goodness. So when you're coming from there, I actually found it really fun to make this list. Here's the other thing. Do not judge your food choices. Some of y'all are probably judging my Cheetos, right? There ain't nothing wrong with Cheetos. Food is just food. No good, no bad. Food is food. And I love this. Let your brain see the abundance of food you can choose from, right? That's why we make this big plan. That's why we write, take time to write all of this out so you can see that abundance. And that's what I felt today when I was making out my plan. Because I've had one before and I decided I was going to go through this with you all and make a new list and really think about what I love to eat. And I really felt that sense of abundance. And that's what happens when you actually sit down, when you're not just thinking, oh, I can't have anything. I can't have anything. Or I can't eat like I used to. But when you really sit down and write all these foods down, it really does bring in that sense of abundance. And here's the other thing. This plan is an evolving document. It is not set in stone. It is not set in stone for 24 hours if you don't want it to be. You can start the list, and then maybe you eat something and you feel like crap and you don't want to have it on your list anymore. So you take it off. Or maybe you go to a restaurant and you try something new and you love it and you want to add it to your list. You add it. So this document is just fluid, ever evolving. Okay. So the last thing I want you to do before you start filling out your food plan is, this is another amazing question. This is kind of another mic drop moment from the No BS lesson. This is what Corinne wanted y'all to ask yourselves when you start making this list of everything. If you could have anything on your plan without drama, right? And the drama is always up to you. If you could have anything on your plan without drama and you'd eat it to your plus two, what would you put on that list? And maybe some of you all in the chat, maybe think about something. Is there something that maybe you were thinking about not putting on your list, but then when you ask yourself that question, if you could have anything on your plan without drama and eat it to your plus two, what would you add to that list, right? What would you add back? A bottle of wine, smart food popcorn, candy, dessert, cake, pizza, chocolate, fried chicken, good quality chocolate, desserts, lots of sweets on here, right? Cereal, cake, pizza. I'm getting hungry. Ice cream, pizza. Oh, Michelle and her pizza. Coke, right? We don't say no Cokes around here. Chips and salsa, cheeseburgers and fries. Y'all, I had a cheeseburger and fries the other day, and it was so good. And I was sitting there going, you know, I ate it to be my plus two, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Oh my gosh, it was the best experience, where it's just like, this is so worth it. I just savored every bite, and it was on my plan. Waffles, fried chicken, Godiva chocolate, gravy, apple turnovers, macaroni and cheese, cake and ice cream. Okay. So disco fries. What are disco fries? I'm not sure what you mean by how much was left over. Biscuits and gravy. Okay, so here's the deal, right? Put those things on your plan. Azizi, we are putting things on our plan after we ask ourselves if we could have anything on our plan without drama and we eat it to our plus two, what would we have on this plan that maybe we wouldn't normally have put on the plan, right? So, but here's the thing, y'all, about the drama. That's all y'all. That's all on you, right? We're not going to put the drama on you. The drama is a choice. The drama is always a choice. That means you can put anything you want on this list, eat it to plus two, and you don't have to have any drama. And what I mean by drama is thinking that you shouldn't be eating it, that it's bad, that you're going to gain weight, that this will never work, eating this stuff. That's the kind of drama I'm talking about. Okay. All of this stuff that I'm talking about, y'all, is in the No BS lesson. That's all I got from it. I mean, you know, and I've filled out the worksheets myself. So, yeah, it's all your judgment about what you're eating, Adrian. That's what we're talking about. Then why do we have a list? Good question, Meg, because, you know, you can just put everything on this list. But I think that actually writing out and just reminding yourself what foods you really enjoy, whether they be, all foods, right? That's where that abundance comes in. I just think the actual act of, and not just taking the easy way out and saying, well, all foods are on the table. No, really think about, what do I really enjoy? What do I really want to plan for? What do I want to practice eating 2+2 that maybe I just ate mindlessly before, and see if this whole deal, this whole P&P thing really works, where I could actually still eat. I could plan Oreos and have them and enjoy them. It's really taking ownership of what you enjoy and what you like. And it can be anything. And then practicing not judging that, not judging loving Oreos, not judging loving, biscuits and gravy. That's the actual act of writing it down and saying it's okay to eat. That is an amazing exercise that so many of you all need to do to drop the judgment. That's actually another note that I have on my app, on my notes app, is I just write foods I love. And so if I'm at a restaurant, or if I'm at a, if I'm just driving along and I think, ooh, I hadn't had that in a while, I want to make that, or whatever it is, I put it down on my list so that I can just remember that, that abundance. So that's why I think it's so important. Plus two is the hunger scale, right? That is where you are. And I want you to go back and listen to the hunger scale module. And sometimes the plus two is the drama, and that's what you got to work on, right? So that's the drama you want to focus on, is stopping at your plus two. And that's where we are satisfied, not full. There's a whole scale in that lesson about really what your plus two, what common symptoms of your plus two is, common signs. But yeah, that's the drama we want you to work on, not I shouldn't have eaten that. But that's what's going to help you with weight loss, is working on that drama around stopping at plus two. Okay. So Corey, you've got drama around butter, right? You're thinking that butter is bad. And that's one of your rules that you want to write down, that you work on. I don't think butter is bad. Butter is a healthy fat. Bring on the butter. But that's me, right? I've worked on that. When I first started all this, I was like, anything with fat is bad, right? That's part of our rules, but that's old science. There's an entire book about it. I think I still have it. But there's all kinds of old science about how fat is not near as bad as they wanted us to believe. No, we keep a list of foods so that we realize that, someone's asking, so we know it's in abundance, but we don't eat it. No, you keep a list of foods so that you have the option to eat all of it. Whenever you want, you just stop at your plus two, right? You can eat anything that you put on this list. That's where the abundance comes from, okay? No regret eating, exactly. You never have to feel regret from anything if you don't want to. All right. Yeah, Weight Watchers head. That's a term, right? Okay. So, all right. So let's see what we have left here. So I went through, and you see that the food plan, or the list of goodness, that's what we're calling it now, is divided up into different categories. And so I worked on, filling out the different categories. I've still got a few other things to fill out. And so, so that's kind of how it works. And y'all can just, if you have any questions about any of the categories, if you want ideas on what other people have for different categories, post that in the Facebook page. Y'all share your your lists of goodness, AKA your food plans. And yeah. And so that's, and again, like I said, it's an ever changing, ever evolving document. So you can add, take away things, all that kind of stuff. Okay. I'm going to dive in here into some, to a few questions. Let's see. If I'm making a realistic plan, but not hungry and I eat it, is that off plan? That is, you are not following your hunger scale, right? You're not, that's you not following your hunger scale. If you're not eating when you're hungry, you may have eaten the food on your plan, but you didn't follow your hunger scale. So that's what that is. I'm having a hard time with trusting I can lose weight without counting points. It's like I'd rather count points because my brain is saying it's easier than the hunger scale. It's like I have somewhere to count my snacking. Yeah. That's called a diet rule, right? That I need to count points to lose weight. And so, yeah, and your brain is saying it's easier because that's what you've done before. And you may have even lost some weight counting points, but you didn't keep it off or you wouldn't be here. So it's time to try something new, right? And that can be scary, but it's time to practice. Because do you want to count points for the rest of your life? I didn't. So, and Azizi, how do you work on getting away from thinking foods are good, bad, or off limits? You practice eating them, and then you practice not judging yourself for them. Right? You got to face your fears. I mean, basically thinking a food is bad or food is off limits is being scared of the food. It's, you got to face those fears. So Lauren, as long as you know, if you are wanting to eliminate sugar and flour and you like that rule, right? You just want to like your reason for it. Then it's up to you whether you go cold turkey or ease off of it. I actually probably recommend cold turkey, but you're going to have some symptoms, some withdrawal symptoms, but I just say you just, you know, rip off that Band-Aid. If that's what you want to do, if that's a rule that you like, right? It's not for everybody, but it does work for a lot of people. Let's see. Y'all explain how to do sweet potatoes and peanut butter in the chat, what you all do. Level ups. Okay. So 1% level ups. All of that is explained in the planner course. So those are just small level ups, you know, small actions that you take to level up. So why don't y'all put in the chat, what are some of your level ups? I want y'all to help each other here. Because someone said, can you help explain level up? And then somebody said, what were my level ups during my last 20 pounds? A lot of them are actually some of these rules that work for me, where I, you know, stopped eating out of gas stations. I stopped eating in the car. I stopped, I started eating slower. I started leaving two bites behind at every meal. No fast food, no grab-assing, go to bed by 10 p.m. You can think about all the different four basics and what you could do, right? Like an extra glass of water, go to bed 15 minutes earlier, all these little small changes, right? Just starting to, you know, leave bites behind at one meal. Right? We're not talking about all day, that kind of thing. So those are some good examples of small level ups, but there's a bunch more in the chat. Let's see. Yeah. Bright Line Eating. I've read that book as well. That works for some people, but yeah, that requires that you weigh and measure your food. And that was something I didn't want to do. And so I just decided that wasn't for me. But, you know, and that can be a diet rule, right? Like, well, I have to weigh and measure everything. But if it works for you, great. You just want to have that purpose of I'm doing this because of this reason. And I really like this reason. Let's see. Some of y'all put your rules in here. Robin says, is attending Weight Watchers okay? I feel like I need the face-to-face interaction. Absolutely. Right? If you just need that support, that one-on, you know, group support, go for it. And there's nothing to say that you have to keep counting points if you don't want to. If you want to, you can. But it just, you know, you want it to work for you. I struggle believing that if I plan realistically, I will lose weight, Angela. Yeah. So it sounds to me like if you gain some weight since you've joined, I don't know when you said since joining in June. So it sounds like maybe you need to do a few small level ups to get the scale moving again. So what are some small level ups that you could do that would still be realistic for you, but could get the scale moving again? I can work to break my diet rule of not eating bad food by planning for it and seeing what happens. Yeah, Nicole, and also working on not calling it bad anymore. Y'all, food doesn't have like personalities. You know, food doesn't have attitudes, or, you know, it's just literally like a group of ingredients. That's all it is, right? It is not human. It is not alive. It is just food. Let's see. It never takes me 2 minutes to make my plan. For my plan to be relevant and realistic, I have to think about what is available that I can eat. So making my plan and packing accordingly takes me time. I don't have packaged foods often or prepared stuff other than what we make. I feel like I'm failing because it isn't as quick as Corinne says it should. What am I missing? Well, the deal is that you're choosing to make it, you know, for it to take a little bit more time, right? You're choosing to not have prepared things. You know, a lot of people, food prep ahead of time, you know, during the week. And so that makes it a lot easier and quicker to plan things and to eat things. So it's not that you're doing it wrong because it doesn't take 2 minutes. It's just that you're doing it your way and it takes a little bit longer. So you're not missing anything. You're just doing it in your way and you're choosing to take a little bit more time because you don't want to do packaged stuff and you don't want to do prepared stuff. And you may eat a variety of food, so you got to think about what you want each day. So you're doing it in your way. I've worked very hard to eliminate rules, but I've noticed that when I don't keep my plan pretty healthy, I just don't lose. So 2 to 2 and having pizza just doesn't do my weight loss efforts any favor. So I don't make it a rule that I can have pizza, but I do try to avoid it. Does that make sense? Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about pizza day in, day out, right? Talking about pizza is just a special occasion every once in a while. If that's where you are, right? You have figured out that if you have pizza, you know, and just eat it to your hunger scale, then, you know, if you have pizza often, then that doesn't work for you for weight loss. For other people, it could, right? And it's for a lot of you new folks, you're just working on planning realistically right now. And probably that's going to result in some weight loss if you're just following your hunger scale. But as you continue to lose weight, you're probably going to have to level up a little bit and just plan pizza once a week or once every couple of weeks or whatever it is. Okay, the drop the mic moment again was, if your definition of losing weight means you can't eat what you want, you're not going to choose weight loss. So it's really redefining your definition of losing weight, of this is what I want to eat, 2 plus 2, you know, to your hunger scale. But it's deciding that this is what I want, and I choose weight loss. All the guidelines that I said here are all in No BS and all with the worksheets, with the diet rules worksheet, which is in the diet rules lesson in module 3 of No BS, what to eat. And then you do the, all my papers mixed up here, the creating your food plan worksheet. Um, Danny says, what if I never have drama eating an item, but I never remember to put it on my plan because we are a spontaneous family and there are times we go out, but I didn't plan for the special item. Well, then you can put it on the right side of your plan, right? Of what what you actually ate. But, what are you putting on that left side? Are you putting just, I'm going to eat 2 to 2? I'm going to eat -2 to +2. I'm just going to follow my hunger scale. And that's okay, right? If you want to do that, and as long as you're following your hunger scale, you can eat what you want and then just see if you'll lose weight. So, but I think it's also important to kind of question, are you really that as spontaneous as you think you are? Or could you say no to some of this stuff if you wanted to, right? So it's just doing what you want and liking your reason for it. I work a crazy schedule. I only work 3 days a week, but those days I leave my house at 5:30 and get home a little after 8. Is it okay to make 3 days of 24-hour plans the day before I go back to work? Yeah, that's a great idea. You meal prep, so I know what I'm going to eat those days. Awesome, Michelle. Why do you feel like you're cheating? You're actually doing things ahead of time. So that's great. Thinking that you're cheating is just something you're thinking and it's not true. You're actually doing amazing. You're making this plan work for you, right? I am on the losing weight slowly track and am building confidence that I can actually do this, finally starting to accelerate. How do you build confidence that you could lose your weight and keep the confidence that you can maintain your weight? So for those of you all who haven't gotten to the thought work section of No BS, confidence is a feeling. So this is covered in that section. Confidence is a feeling and it comes from your thoughts. And so as I started, you're just like you, Meg, you're starting to lose weight. I was starting to lose weight and I was starting to say, okay, I think I can do this. I think I can keep doing this. This is realistic for me. This is doable for me. I'm going to keep going. A big power thought when I was losing weight was just like, I'm just going to do something differently this time and see if it works. And I just kept going and kept going. And I can really do this. I can do this for the rest of my life. Those were the kind of thoughts that I was thinking that created confidence for me. Absolutely, Colleen. Great question. Is it okay not to level up until I stop losing weight? Absolutely. Like I said, a lot of you all first starting out, just the act of following your hunger scale, even if you don't change anything that you're actually eating, any of the foods that you're choosing, if you just start following your hunger scale and start eating less, you're going to lose. And you're probably going to lose for a while if you consistently do that. And then as you start leveling off, I mean, who knows how long that might last? Heck, it might last until you lose all the weight you want. So there's no reason to level up unless you just want to. The truth is I go to Weight Watchers because I'm afraid to trust myself and my body. I'm afraid I won't do the 2 and 2 right. I'm afraid it will not work. That's, Robin, that's some great honesty there, right? That's where you ought to be honest with yourself and say, okay, I'm working on trusting my body and myself to do this new thing. It's new. So it's okay to be scared. It's okay to not trust at first. And another really big power thought that I practiced as I was losing weight was, I doubt it, but I do it. So that means that I felt doubt. I questioned things. I got confused. I didn't trust my body sometimes, but that didn't mean that I was still not going to do the 4 basics and keep going and not quit. So that's where you are. It's like, it's because a lot of times we feel that fear and it's like, oh, something must be wrong. We got to stop. No. What if fear was exactly what you needed to feel right now to keep going? Right? I mean, it's totally normal for you to feel fear when you're doing something new, to feel doubt. But that doesn't mean you stop, right? Got to keep going. Okay, Corey's struggling to get out of her Weight Watchers head, right? And you're just working on it. It's all new, Corey. So it's totally okay that you gained a little bit. And yeah, it's like, okay, you had this freedom, right? And now it's just time to rein it back in a little bit. just start with those four basics. Plan realistically. And then just keep moving forward, right? That's all you can do. Because, you know, going into a way over here in this, you know, end of the spectrum isn't the solution. The solution is just, you know, a lot of times our brain, when something isn't working, our brain just wants to go way over here. Like, oh, let's just go into restrictive mode, right? Never works. We've got to stay in the middle. I always say weight loss happens in the gray area, not in the black, not in the white. Weight loss happens here. And so for you, your gray area is the four basics and planning realistically. And that's where you want to be right now. Kind of that messy middle. I'm struggling on how to work in foods that I love that are more snacky while following the 2x2 rule. I feel like I could never feel full from having cake, so I don't want to eat it when I'm hungry because I will eat too much. So most days I don't end up eating those types of food. That's a good question. That's kind of what I'm working on, and it just kind of takes some experimentation. And so for you, it's like maybe not planning on having cake like as a meal, right? Maybe just planning on eating a little bit less at, you know, at dinner or whatever, to where maybe you're at zero or plus one, and then you have a few bites of cake to get you to that plus two. Right. And so for me, it's like, I want to eat a few of these snacky foods like nuts and popcorn, but I'm going to plan them as a meal and just experiment. Now, if that doesn't work for me, like if I'm hungry an hour later, I'm going to decide, okay, well, that doesn't work for me, and I'm going to try something else, right? It's all about this trial and error. Okay. And then someone's talking about the concept of the urge jar. I don't even know if that's explained in our NOBS lessons. That's actually a concept that came from the Life Coach School podcast. There's a podcast about it. But it's all about just tracking your urges. And we do that here too, but with the urge jar, you put like a bead every time you allow an urge, every time you know, you have an urge and you don't eat, then you put a bead into a jar and you kind of reward yourself. And as you see that jar grow, you know, you build momentum to continue to allow more urges. So that's kind of what the urge jar is. Okay, y'all. Whew. That was a lot. So we are going to have to get out of here because we're even over an hour. Let me see if there's any last things in the chat. The chat was on fire tonight. Someone said, but aren't some foods better for your body than others? Yes. I mean, but only you know that, right? One of the guidelines for creating your food plan is foods that give you energy and you feel really good after you eat them. So for some people, I keep using Oreos as an example, right? For some people, they can eat a few Oreos and they feel fine. Other people feel terrible when they eat Oreos, but it can be the same for cauliflower. I was doing the vegetables on the list and I was thinking about cabbage and I was like, cabbage gives me horrible gas every time I eat it. I'm not going to put it on my plan. You know, I might eat it every once in a while with something, but I'm not going to like intentionally make it and eat it because it gives me terrible gas. Sometimes beans do, right? But I just want you to watch. Where's that question? You know, I want you to watch the good and bad, right? We're not talking about good and bad. We're just talking about foods that work better in your body as compared to others. And that's not always like processed versus natural. I mean, a lot of times we can eat a couple of Oreos and yeah, that's super processed, but we're fine, right? We don't feel bad, you know, physically. So that's what you want to kind of think about. Yeah, I mean, if it comes from the ground or I had eyes, you know, that is more natural, right? And yeah, those, I mean, but again, those aren't always the best for you, because again, you may not feel best, like with me with cabbage. So it's really like there still are no good or bad foods. We're not telling you all what to eat. You know, we're still not telling you all what to eat, and whether anything, we're not saying anything is good or bad, or anything is better than anything else. Let's see. Oh, we're talking about an app in here. Okay. All right, y'all. I think this is about it. Yes. Someone says, yeah, I feel terrible eating cauliflower and eggplant. I know, I've been talking a lot about Oreos. Adrian, yes. She wasn't hungry for lunch, just ate it, ate now. Yes, follow your hunger scale. There are no specific times that you eat, right? A lot of people only eat once a day or twice a day because that is when they're hungry. That goes back to old diet rules, right? We're supposed to eat 3 meals a day. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. 3 meals, 2 snacks, whatever it is, right? That is what you want to question. So, last question. How do we hammer this into our head to prevent ourselves from wishful planning? First off, just thinking about hammering things into my head, it hurts. That sounds hard and painful. Okay. So we're not talking about hammering things into our head. We're talking about over time practicing this stuff and proving to ourselves that we can have, you know, we don't have to have all these rules. Or we can have rules or guidelines that are different than what we thought we had to have to lose weight. That's all we're talking about here. Okay. And then you prevent yourself from wishful planning by realistic planning instead. You make that realistic plan. You hear your brain say, we couldn't possibly have that pizza today and lose weight. You hear that? You know, your brain lies to you all the time. And that is a very good example of your brain lying to you. You don't believe everything that your brain tells you, right? Just because it's coming through your brain doesn't mean it's true. And so it's like saying, okay, brain, thank you for your input, but I don't believe you, and I'm going to have pizza today and eat it to my +2 and prove you wrong and prove to myself that I can do something different this time. So that's all that we're talking about here. Yeah. Keep hitting play on No BS. Just keep going, guys. All right. So this was a really good call. I just think this is really good for everybody, right? Newbies, elders, everybody can look at their diet rules and really start to question them. And then, so I want all, even you elders who already have a food list, we used to call it protocol, and now we just call it your food plan, or we call it your list of goodness. I just love that. Every time I say that, I smile. I want y'all to do this exercise too, right? And just remind yourselves about all the foods that you love, and also add some things to the list that maybe you've kept off the list for a while, and really just start living this life that you really want and eating what you really want. Because again, that is what will help you lose weight. That is what will help you choose weight loss, is when you truly believe that you're eating what you want. Okay. All right, guys. Love you guys. I've kind of had a streak of calls here yesterday and today, and I think I'm off for a little while, but I'll be back. I'll be back next week. Yeah, I'll be back next week. So for office hours, for sure. Kathy's doing office hours on Wednesday. So if y'all want to get on there and get coached, sorry, I didn't have time to coach anybody tonight. And then Corinne will be doing her Q&A on Thursday. So y'all come with all your just any questions about anything. And then Corinne will be back. She's back from vacation. So she'll, even though it wasn't really much of a vacation, she worked a lot while she was there in the Cayman Islands. And she'll be doing coaching on Sunday. So, all right, guys, take care. Bye.